Please go ahead. This call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Mikey, Greg, would you like me to do the roll call for you?
Yeah.
So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, to the Registration Abuse Policies Implementation Drafting Team call of 20th of September. On today's call, we have Faisal Shaw, Mikey O'Connor, Lisa Rosaya, Greg Aaron, Barry Cobb, Fred Feldman, Elisa Cooper, Joy White, and for staff, we have myself, Marika Konings. We have apologies from Chuck Gomes. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Marika. Thanks, all, for joining us. We're going an hour, right? Or are we going an hour and a half? I can't remember.
An hour.
Okay. On your screen, for those of you who are in Adobe Connect, we've got an agenda. Let me just quickly run through. I think we need to do... Do we need to do updates to Declaration of Interest? What's our routine on that, Marika?
This is Marika. I think, indeed, that's correct. I think basically we should request at the start of the meeting if there are any updates, and if so, either people can state them or submit them in writing to the mailing list.
Okay. Well, for those of you who aren't familiar with this Declaration of Interest thing, if you look at the agenda that's at the top of the Adobe Connect, maybe I'll go through the agenda and then we'll do this. But the deal is that if you have a special interest in any of the agenda items on this call that is different than your already stated interest in your statement of interest, it's a good idea to let us know about that. So today we're going to be rounding out the introductions for people who didn't have a chance to do that on the last call. Then we're going to spend most of the time on the matrix that Marika published last week. And in fact, it would probably be a good idea for folks to get the Excel version of that loaded up because there's lots of stuff that pops up in the Excel version that doesn't show up in the PDF version that's on your screen. We'll talk both about what's in the matrix and whether this meets our needs, and then also how we're going to analyze it. And then the last part of the agenda is a proposed schedule. We're presuming that this isn't going to last real long. So if you have any updates to your statement of interest, this is a good time to let us know. I'll wait a minute and see if anybody raises their hand. Okay. Anything that people want to add to the agenda before we get started? Okay. Well, let's get going on the spreadsheet. Thanks a million, Marika, for getting that out. Of course, having said that that everybody should have the Excel version open in front of them, I don't, so I'll get mine going. The thought with this document is that once we get it to the point that we like it on today's call, hopefully, then we'll spend a few days, each of us, filling it in. And I'm hoping that we can get it filled in by the end of this week, say Friday, and then I'll spend a few hours over the weekend smashing the responses together with the goal of figuring out how much we agree or disagree about each of the cells, and then on Monday we'll work on those cells where there seems to be a lot of disagreement and see if we can hammer that out with the goal that basically, sort of a formatted version of this spreadsheet is going to be our primary deliverable. So, let's see, what am I doing here? I guess I'm wondering why my Excel isn't launching, but other than that. So, I think the first thing that we should look at is the columns, whether we've got the right columns in it, and if so, great. If not, either we have too many or too few, and we should add a few. But let me sort of walk you through the columns as they stand right now. The priority column is one. All of the columns from C on to the right are columns for you to fill out. So this is sort of a poll, if you will. And the first column, the way we've got it set up right now, is that we'll force ourselves to put these in ranked in a single sequence. The columns don't demand that you do that, but to the extent that you can, that's a good thing. With the thought that we'll see sort of how much we agree on a single thread sequence through this, and if we all say the exact same sequence, then we're pretty much done, since that's our primary deliverable. And to the extent that we have wild variations in the sequence, we'll chat about that. I think my suggestion to people would be to fill out the rest of the columns first. So start filling it out with column D, and because I think that might help you decide what sequence to put things in. On last week's call, we talked about the fact that some of these are going to be big and hard, and some might be small and easy, and that might influence the sequence that we want to put them in. So moving the rest of the way across the columns, the next one is the level of consensus. Oh, that's interesting. All my little hints have gone away. I wonder what happened there.
Mikey, this is Greg.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the level of consensus was pulled from the
RFP right.
Working Group's report.
That's why there's no hint. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
that's not one. That's not an optional column either, is it?
That one's already filled out for us. We don't have to worry about that one.
Yeah, yet. Yeah. Thank you, sir. You just rescued me from complete confusement. So if you go on to the next one, column E, expected complexity, and then you click on any of the cells, you get two things. You get a little hint. It tells you what the cell is about. And then you get a little gizmo that if you click on it, you get three choices, high, medium, and low. The thought here is that if you use those choices, then we'll get answers that work really well for analysis because they'll all be spelled the same. They'll all have the same formatting. So one of the things, once I walk all the way through this, that we probably want to come back to is not only have we got the right columns, but do we have the right choices in the columns? So as you look at these, start thinking critically about choices as well. The next one is expected scope and the number of stakeholders. Same sort of thing. The little hint sort of opens up to say, is this a broad-ranging initiative that affects a lot of people? Or a super focused thing that relatively few people are involved with. The next one is similar but slightly different, and it's saying how much resource do you guess? I mean, these are all guesses. It's perfectly, you know, there's no right or wrong on this. You know, is this going to take a lot of resources to get done or not so much? The next one is the kind of thing that it is, and I'm especially interested in fleshing out the list of these. You know, what kind of work is going to be done. The next one in I is really, I see no hint. I must have missed that. It's essentially saying, in project manager speak, are there projects that need to happen before this one does? Or can this effort be kicked off? You know, it's kind of like prerequisites in college. You know, do you have to have the 101 course before you can take this 301 course or not? And then the last one is the next step, which is a little bit different than age in that it's basically saying, okay, what's the first task of whatever the upcoming effort is? And I think then once you've filled out the columns E through J, then go back and scratch your head and try and put all 16 of these initiatives into a 1 to 16 sequence. And if you click on the little choices button, which is on, at least on my screen, it's in the lower right of the cell. Nothing happens. What is that?
Mikey, this is Marika. I think maybe I have messed that one up because I made some changes and I noticed as well that the ranking of numbers doesn't appear. So
okay.
It might have been something I touched by mistake. So
yeah, well,
apologies for that.
No worries. That particular cell was very tricky. I had a really good time figuring out how to make that cell do something really cool in Excel, which is that when you filled in a number, it would then figure out that you'd used that number and it wouldn't put it into the little list anymore. And so I'll reinsert that into a new version and send it to the list. It wasn't that fancy schmancy. The goal was just to help people remember which slots they'd already used so that they didn't have duplicates. And I think the ranking is going to be the hardest part. It's certainly going to be the hardest part for me because some of these, it's going to be really hard for me to choose. So I would sort of, if I were doing this, I would start at column E and run through E through J really quick and then spend most of my time, once I've thought about the issues in E through J, in the ranking. And what I think will be really interesting on the next call, if we can get through this by Friday, is seeing how closely our choices for the rankings line up. So that's kind of an introduction to the matrix. I think it's time for me to be quiet and hear your reactions to it. Improvements, changes, suggestions, all open season. Greg, go ahead.
One thing to note is making some of the choices will require a little bit of experience with ICANN processes. So one question is everybody familiar with, for example, the process of doing a PDP? Because that'll give you an idea of whether something might involve a long process or a short process or what steps.
This is Lisa. This is my first participation in one of these groups, so that would be very helpful for me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here in my little lists. Interestingly enough, I know what you did, Marika. You added a row, didn't you? But that's what happened.
Because
my little lists have all lost their bottom effort, their bottom.
I think I already know that what happened because I deleted that one column that you initially had, so maybe that's messed things up. Is that possible? Because I don't think I added rows. I think I just took the one out.
Okay. Well, I'll figure it out.
Sorry.
If you roll down to about row 38, you can see the little lists of possible things. One of the things that I just realized is that I never actually used the phrase PDP in this. There are advisory groups, drafting teams, implementation, and technical. It's like a PDP is a pretty big chunk of what we're going to ask people to do. So I'm going to add that. PDP working group. And Lisa, in terms of your question, I think my answer is don't worry about it. You know, what you might do is just skip those questions that you don't know. This isn't super precise, super scientific. This is really about gathering a lot of information really quickly. And I'm sure either Greg or I would be happy to jump on the phone with you after this call and sort of fill you in on some of the stuff, unless, Greg, you think other people on the call might benefit from the same.
Well, I know some of the folks have been through the PDP process before. What I think we're doing, as Mikey says, is we're trying to gather information right now. So everybody's going to fill the sheet out. Mikey's going to compile the results, and then we'll see. That'll be our temperature check, and we'll see what we come up with. Then, as a group, what I think we'll need to do is go through the sheet row by row and talk about where things have ended up, work on any clarifications or that are needed. It'll be interesting to see if most things come out in a consensus view or not. If they don't, we'll work through those. I think that might help iron out any rows where somebody might not be as familiar with the intricacies of ICANN process. And it'll also help us make sure that we've got a document that's very clear and we can hand over to the GNSO Council. You know, so, for example, I think it's fine to take this sheet and we can all go fill it out this week. And then if we decide that some of the terminology isn't quite right, we can fix that next week. You know, for instance, if we're missing PDP on our list of choices, we can always substitute that in later into our master document.
Yeah.
So as far as process, I think it'll work okay, and we'll iron that out.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I'll add it in when I think, Marika, I'll take the next draft of this and action item, and I'll fold in whatever we figure out on this call, plus figure out how to get those little ranking gizmos back too. Shouldn't be hard.
Thanks, Mikey.
Pizza pie. Any other questions that people have? Is this pretty clear? Hopefully it's pretty clear. What do people think of the choices for, if you look in columns H and J, we've got choices on the kind of effort and the next step. See them all down there. I just added policy development process, PDP, to the list under H. That seemed like a good enough start. If it is, we'll, you know, run with it. And as Greg says, we can always fix it later. The nice thing about this is...
Is an issues report one of the options as well?
An issues report is in the list of things in column J. And to clarify, kicking off an issues report is usually the first step in starting a PDP. So if we said the nature of this work is to do a PDP, then the next step would probably be in column J to put request initial report down as the choice. That's how those link together.
Mikey, if I can just add, this is Marika, that has been one of the confusing terms in the PDP process, because a PDP does start with the request for an issues report, but then there's as well a second part, which is the formal initiation of the PDP. So it's twice called initiation, but I think when we talk here about initiated PDP means requesting the issues report as the first required step in that overall process.
Yeah. And so I don't have initiate PDP as one of the choices. Now, Arish, is there any other way to initiate a PDP besides requesting the issues report?
Well, the GNSO can initiate a PDP, but there are also ways through initiated through the board or an advisory committee. But they would still have an issues report as well. But they wouldn't have a formal request because a request for an issues report is also voted upon by the council if it's requested by a member of the council and put forward as a vote. If it's requested by the board or by an advisory committee, it basically goes straight to developing the issues report. That's the only difference.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, I'm not hearing... Marika, is your hand up from before? I haven't been paying attention to the
case. Yeah, sorry, I'm taking it out. It was on the PDP clarification.
Okay. If there's no other stuff, I think we'll declare this good enough for Jazz, and I'll run through and make those little changes and push it out to the list right after the call.
Just looking at the columns, I'm just kind of wondering about dependencies. It seems like some of these recommendations might kind of fall as sub recommendations to others, like the cyber squatting and then the gripe sites. And so I'm just kind of I'm kind of wondering if when you're saying dependency, are you saying one recommendation is dependent on another, or there are certain contingent circumstances that are out there that need to occur before this moves forward? I mean, I'm trying to.
This is one of those questions I get to answer with yes. Basically, what we're interested in here is connections between these projects, if you will.
Okay.
So you've come up with a great example, which is, and so what I would do in that is if you discover something like that, just take note of it and say, should gripe sites happen before or after this other one? And, just note that there seems to be the possibility, anyway, of a connection between these things. And then when we work through them, we'll go, oh, that's right. Which one should come first, the chicken or the egg? And we'll try and figure that out. And then our deliverable will be to say, the chicken comes first and then the egg. And, we'll put that in as our final result. But for this process, just finding them and noting them would be great, because then we can sort them out. And if everybody finds the same dependency and then says, well, I think the chicken comes first, then we've got a consensus. And if not, we'll spend a few minutes on a call and hammer out what our conclusion is, and go for
it. Thanks.
You bet. Great question. Okay. Moving on to the analysis. Oops, Lisa, go ahead. Oh, you may be muted, Lisa, but...
Sorry. Where there's not unanimous consensus, where there's either a view A or view B or a rough consensus, an alternate view, we should rank each of those?
Oh, I don't know. Do we have, Marika, do we have alternates on here? View A is the one I see.
I think it's...
Right, it has view A and view B on those areas where there was indeed strong support and or significant opposition. It's listed in the recommendation area. I didn't separate them more than just in the same...
Oh, like in the cyber squatting one. Yeah. Okay. That's a really good question. Now, do we have more than one? That's the one split opinion that I see.
I think 10, 11, 14 have view A and B, and then 12, 13, 15, 16 have alternate views and rough consensus.
Well, this is Greg. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, 14 is actually not really a recommendation to do something. It's actually a recommendation to do nothing. So there is strong support to turn down a recommendation that something happened. So that's the recommendation of the working group, and ultimately the council will have to look at that and decide, okay, that was a good idea or that was a bad idea. But it presents a dilemma for us because it's actually a negative recommendation. So what do you do here?
So maybe what we do with a negative recommendation is to follow up Greg's point, is we leave the bundled decision alone. We don't try and unmake the result of the working group. But what we do is we put consideration of this issue in the sequence for the council to resolve. So we say, okay, well, I want the council to consider number 14 really soon because it's really important to me. But we don't try and unpack the view A, view B finding of the working group. We just get to tell them, in the sequence of issues that they take up, what sequence we think they should take this one up in. Does that make sense? So, in other words, I would tend to push back on the idea of breaking these into multiple rows and then trying to reevaluate the choice that the working group made. That's not in our charter. That was really what Chuck was saying in another way last time, is that our job is really just to put these choices in a row for the council, but we're not making the choices for the council. Go ahead.
Mikey, this is Greg. Maybe to clarify, the header on column C should say RAPWG level of consensus.
Stick that into my little draft.
Just,
right now.
Yeah, just so everybody knows where that came, those notations come from.
Yeah, I think that's right. Good idea. Lisa, does that... Did that make sense to you? That was your question. I want to make sure that we answered it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other good, hard questions like that? That was a good one. Okay, well, as I churn along, you come up with another one, don't be shy about interrupting, because those are the kinds of things that we really want to get fleshed out. My thought is that if we can get this filled out by Friday, and get them back to the list by Friday. Being careful not to add rows or columns so that the stuff doesn't break. Then what I'll do is I'll basically summarize each cell in each row and figure out a way to display that for the meeting next week with the goal of finding the places where we really agree, where we don't really agree, and where we really disagree, so that we can sort of inform each other about why we thought the way we did and see if we can figure out what the right answer is in each one. I'm going to spend less time focusing us on columns E through J, because those are really columns that we're going to use to inform our main deliverable, which is column C, the sequencing. But I think it will be really useful to see the the range of answers in the other columns. I think that'll help us understand why some of us have put things in a very early point in the sequence and others have put it later, and so on and so forth. So if that's okay with people, that's what I'll do. If people have other ideas, this would be a good time to talk about those. Greg, I'm assuming your hand's up from before, right?
It's up, yes, thanks. I mean, what you proposed sounds good to me personally. my suggestion is that as folks complete their spreadsheets this week, that they mail them up to the mailing list. We should use that mailing list as a resource. And also, if any additional questions come up, members should feel free to post to that list, and we can figure those out. When do you want to have a deadline of, say, noon on Friday? Something like that. Would that give you enough time to do some compilation work, Mikey?
Yeah, I think any time on Friday is fine, because I won't start working on it until Saturday. The Saturday in my calendar that is actually a Saturday. It's the other Saturdays, which have other names. And I should have plenty of time over the weekend to crunch through this. I don't think it's going to be hard. So, yeah, let's say noon on Friday, East Coast time, U.S., which would be close of business Friday in Europe. Do we have anybody in any place besides Europe and the U.S. on the team? I don't think so. Let's shoot for that. I'll put that in the mail. You know, I think that the other expectation I would set is don't spend more than an hour on this. This is really essentially an opinion poll. It's not a do or die kind of document. So if you're finding yourself spending more than an hour, that's too much time. And don't go quite as deep as you are. I'll crunch through the answers. Okay. The only other thing that's on the agenda, if we're done with sort of the analysis part, is the schedule, which is putting us sort of on a one-month clock that says, okay, this call is just about done, and we'll get people going, and then next time we'll review the results and figure out sort of the high spots of what we found, both agreement and disagreement, really. We'll spend the week trying to resolve those disagreements and finalize that on the call the following week, and then the final week would be sort of tidy everything up and wrap it in a bow and hand it to Marika to transmit back to the GNSO. I think that's the right expectation. The sense I got from Chuck's comments last time was that, you know, we're not a policymaking group. We're really a resource group for the GNSO to help them put these things in sequence. And so if we're finding ourselves spending a lot more time than that, we're probably diving too deep. And so I think we should use this as a tentative schedule and see how we do. Greg, go ahead.
It seems like a doable schedule to me. The only other thing that we might want to do at the end is have a very short explanatory memo to accompany the spreadsheet. Because this will go up to the council members, and we just need to explain to them what it is and how to read it, basically.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So that might be very, very short. Just to let them know how to read the thing.
Yeah. And in fact, we could probably steal a fair amount of the content for that from the contents of this call.
Yeah.
Just peel it off the MP3. Yeah, that's a good idea. Marika, do you know the form that the GNSO is expecting this in? Are they expecting a little matrix and an email, or do they want a fancy schmancy formatted Word document? I mean, do you have a sense?
This is Marika. I don't think there are any formal requirements for this type of document, and I can imagine that they would like it as clear and short as possible with the amount of documents they already need to review. And I do expect that there will be a request, and that goes, of course, well with the explanatory memo of a maybe short presentation by the chairs of the results, so that might, you know, help as well frame how it should be read. But I don't think there's an expectation of a long report on this.
Yeah, okay. So a couple-page memo plus the matrix should do it. I mean, the main deliverable is this sequence, this suggested sequence of work. Oh, I thought of one other column. I wanted to try out on people. You know, remember when Chuck was talking to us last week, he mentioned the possibility of doing things in parallel. And I was wondering whether, I mean, the dependencies column is, in a way, sort of an oblique reference to the possibility that things could be done in parallel. Because if there's no dependency between two things, then presumably if the council wanted to speed things up, they could launch more than one of them at a time. I didn't know whether that was too oblique or whether we wanted to have a column that said something about candidate for parallel effort. And the reason we might want to do that is if there are a couple where you say, gee, I really want these both to be number one. One way to finesse that would be to say, well, I want both of these to be number one, and maybe one way to do that would be to do them in parallel. So I wanted to throw that out to the group. Greg, you got any ideas about that?
Well, I think that I keep hearing that the council has limited resources, you know, and the community in general. I think it might be helpful for us to just try to rank them in order, and then they'll have to decide how many PDPs they want to launch or what have you. But if we don't rank them one through whatever, and then they won't know what to do if they decide they can only handle one PDP.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying do away with the sequential ranking. That's clearly our primary job. I was just wondering if we wanted to give them a hint that said, well, if you decide you want to take on more than one at once, these are good candidates. That would be good.
Well, I think that's implicit. I mean, because some of these will have very low cost.
Yeah.
And they might want to do three of them or whatever, you know, whatever. And then they might want to do one high-cost one. They'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
But we'll tell them how much approximate work or complexity there might be involved.
Yeah, okay.
They'll have to work that out for themselves, I think.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, that's one of the primary responsibilities of the newly reformulated council is to sort out that resource allocation job. So that works for me. Okay. Any other thoughts about schedule? Anybody going, good night, this is crazy? Because this does strike you as that this is a good time to say that. I don't think it's crazy. I think it's pretty doable. And if it turns out it's not doable, we'll fix it. Last agenda item is confirm the next meeting. I think we're going to just keep meeting weekly until we're done. Isn't that the plan? And say that out loud, but that's certainly the way I put it in my calendar. So that would mean that the next meeting will be same time next Monday. A few more in a row after that. Greg might not be on the call, but being Irish, I'll fill in the gaps.
Thanks.
Okay, Greg, go ahead.
Oh, I had one last agenda item. Margie, is it your birthday today?
Margie's not
yeah,
on the call.
It is.
Oh, Margie's on the call. Happy birthday.
Yes,
Well,
happy birthday.
Well, then I think we should sing happy birthday.
I think that's right. Ready? You start, Greg, and we'll all chime right in behind you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, latency's great. Happy birthday,
dear
Margie.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
That's got to get chopped out of the MP3 and published on Facebook.
That's pretty funny. Thank you.
Oh, congratulations. Many happy returns of the day. That's terrific. Okay, well, we can't top that. That's the perfect place to end the meeting. We'll see you all in a week. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.